You do brother and sisters?
我们已经在雅歌上面花了一段的时间。
We have spent an amount of time on the Song of Solomon.
这是最后两次在雅歌书上的，我们再次花时间。
And this is the second last time that we're going to spend time here.
那这次我们的经文是雅歌书的七章11节到八章的七节。
Our scripture will be Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verses 11 through chapter 8, verse 7.
我们上次讲雅各书的五章、六章，我们七章没有讲。
And the last time we talked about chapter 5 and 6, but we skipped chapter 7.
其实从五，其实雅各书的五，雅各的五章到七章的十节是一个场景。
And actually from chapter 5 all the way to chapter 7, verse 10 is a scene, one scene.
我们知道那是讲佳偶的一个梦，对不对
？We know that it's talking about the dream of the bride.
我们知道那是讲一个信徒的软弱和他的跌倒。
And it is talking about the weaknesses and the laxity of this Christian.
但我们看到一个信徒，他软弱跌倒之后，他再次悔改的时候，在他的眼中，他的主是多么的美丽。
And we see that when the Christians fall, but when he repented, he see how beautiful again the Lord is in his eyes.
然后我们在第六章的时候，在第七章的时候，我们看到那个良人对佳偶的赞美。
And in chapter 6 and 7, we see the praise of the bridegroom to the bride.
这让我们看到就是说，在主的眼中，一个悔改的信徒他是多么的美丽。
And we know that how beautiful a repentant sinner is in the eyes of our Lord.
他的悔改在神的眼中是多么的美丽。
His repentance is so beautiful.
就像在经文里面说的，好像是那个威武如展开的旌旗一样。
And in the scriptures, it's like this flag that is being opened up.
没有人来形容他的梦中情人是威武像展开的旌旗一样。
And nobody described in his dream that's like this flag that is opened up.
那是女汉子，对不对
？Okay, it's hard to translate.
Yes.
Okay.
但是在这里形容那个。良人形容佳偶威武如展开的旌旗，是因为他的悔改，他得胜。
And here the bridegroom described the bride in this way because of her repentance.
所以，因为他得胜，在神的眼中就是非常的美好。
Because when she gained victory, it is so wonderful in the eyes of the Lord.
所以，今天我们要常常在神的面前，我们要来到神的面前，我们来悔改。
So today we have to come before the Lord and to repent every day.
一个很有名的美国牧师说过，现在在。教会里面有70%的基督徒认为我是一个好人。
And a very famous American pastor once said that in the churches of America, 70% of the Christians think they are basically good.
所以在教会里面70-80%的基督徒就成了一个一半得救，然后一半失丧的人。
And so about 70-80% of the Christians in the church becomes one who is half saved and half perishing.
因为我们认为我们是一个好人，我们不需要悔改。
Because we think that we're basically good, we don't need to repent.
因为我们认为我们是个好人，不需要神的恩典。
We think that we're good, we don't need the grace of God.
我们认为我们是个好人，不需要耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。
We think that we're good, we don't require Jesus to die for us on the cross.
但是实际上我们是个罪人。
But in actuality, we are sinners.
所以我们要来到神的面前悔改。
So we have to come before the Lord and repent.
这一个悔改的信徒在神的眼中是非常美丽的。
And a repentant sinner is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
我们今天讲雅歌的七章十一节到八章七节。
And today we'll talk from Song of Solomon chapter 7 verse 11 to chapter 8.
这是一个新的场景。
It is a new scene.
那在这个场景里面，就是良人和佳偶他们已经结婚了。
And in this scene, the bride and the bridegroom are wedded.
他们结婚了之后，他们再次。要回到这个佳偶，回到佳偶他从小长大的这个乡村里面。
And after their marriage, they are going back to the village of the bridegroom, of the bride.
所以这就是我为什么在这里说我们的标题是蜜月 honeymoon.
And that's why the topic here is honeymoon.
我们知道 honeymoon 是在一个西方文化当中的一个传统。
We know that honeymoon is a Western culture.
但你们知道这 honeymoon 是怎么来的吗
？Do you know that how honeymoon came about？
大概是源自于在英国的19世纪的时候。
And in the 19th century of England，
当时就是社会上层的这些人，他们结婚了之后，他们都会 take 一个 bride tour。
And these people who got married in the society, they will have this bride tour。
那 bride to 是什么意思？就是说他们要去访问当时没有来参加婚礼的他们的亲戚朋友。
And they are to go and visit those who have not attended their wedding.
所以他们就到一个地方，到另外一个地方，然后一家一家的去访问那些没有参加婚礼来的亲戚。
And they went from one place to another to visit those who have not attended their wedding.
所以这个后来就发展成了一个，成了我们现在 honeymoon。
Then it's now extended to be the honeymoon that we know today.
就是一个新婚的夫妇，然后他们要离开，离开他们住的地方，要到另外一个地方，他们享受在一起的时间。
And that is the newlywed after their marriage. They are to leave from where they are living to another place to enjoy their marriage.
他们在一起的这段时间当中，他们独自待在一个陌生的地方，他们互相的了解。然后互相的彼此相爱。
And in this time of their aloneness, they are by themselves and they know each other more and they love each other.
这就成为他们以后婚姻的一个基础，也成为他们一个美好的回忆。
And of course, it becomes a foundation and a memory for their marriage.
其实这个英国的这个 bride tour 有点像我们中国的传统里面的回娘家，对不对？
So this bride tour resembles a kind of, you know, Chinese culture of going back to the bride's house.
我们谈到回娘家的时候，大家脑子里面是一个什么样的图片
？So what kind of image does it come to your mind when we talk about this returning back to the bride?
左手一只鸡，右手一只鸭，身上背着个胖娃娃，是吧
？So you have chicken and duck on your hands, and you have a baby with you.
那回娘家是北方的一个传统，那一般是说新婚的夫妻在他们结婚的第一年的正月初二要回到这个女方的。
So it's a culture of northern China where this first year after the marriage, they have to return back to the house of the bride.
这一个方面是对新娘来说是对她的一个放松，是她对她的一个休息，因为她在这个夫家里面要照顾婆媳，还不是要照顾她的婆婆，要管理这个家。
And to the bride is a time of relaxation because in the house where she's married to, she has to take care of the house and take care of the parents-in-law.
另一个方面也表明了这个姑娘对他们相亲的一个切切的思念。
And of course, it also represents the kind of thinking that they have towards her own village.
所以他们回去的时候，他都要带一点礼物。这个礼物虽然很薄，虽然很小，大概就是几块饼干。
And so when she returns, she brings gifts with her, even though it's not very heavy gifts.
但是却是礼轻情意重，却反映了姑娘对相亲的一个感激，对她的思念。
But the meaning is full because it represents her heart's of longing to her village.
所以我们今天就来看这一段回娘家的故事。
So we'll look at this part of returning back to your village.
七章十一节到八章七节，我们一起用起义的方式一起来读一下。
And this section of scripture, let us read it responsively, 7:11-8:7.
所以七章十一节，我来读单数，大家来读双数，好吗
？I'll read the odd number verses, and you can read the even number.
我的良人，来吧，你我可以往田间去，你我可以在村庄住宿。
Let us go out early to the vineyards and see whether the vines have budded, whether the grape blossoms have opened, and the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love.
蜂茄放香，在我们的门内有各样新陈佳美的果子。我的良人，这都是我为你存留的。
All that you were like a brother to me, who nursed at my mother's breast. If I found you outside, I would kiss you, and none would despise me.
我必引导你，领你进我母亲的家。我可以受教训，也就使你喝石榴汁酿的香酒。
His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我吩咐你们，不要惊动，不要惊醒我所亲爱的，等她自己情愿。
Who is that coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Under the apple tree I awakened you, there your mother was in labor with you, there she who bore you was in labor.
求你将我放在你心上如印记，戴在你臂上如戳记，因为爱情如此之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。
Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中。
Oh Lord Jesus, we commit this section of scripture into your hands.
我们求你来，你的圣灵来帮助我们，是吧？帮助我们来理解，帮助我们来明白。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will come and help us so that we can understand.
我们求你的圣灵在我们的心中把你的话语解开，能够成为我们生命的粮。
And we pray that, Lord, your Holy Spirit will be in our hearts so that these words can nourish us.
主啊，我也求你的圣灵来帮助小孩子，让小孩子能够来在你的面前能够来放胆的。忠心的来传讲你的话语。
And we pray that Lord for the speaker that in here he can preach the word of God boldly.
主啊，愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权。
We pray that Lord you are high and lifted up.
主啊，愿你来兴起，愿你来发光。
And may you arise and flash out light.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 所以当这个佳偶和良人他们结婚了之后，然后这加尔，我们看到就加尔就开始邀请两人说：“我们一起回去吧，回到我长大的那个小乡村。”
And so when this bride and bridegroom they are wedded together, this bride invited the bridegroom to return back to the villages.
他说：“我的良人啊，来吧，我们可以往田间去，可以在那个村庄里面住宿。”
He says, "Come, my beloved, let us go out into the fields and lodge in the villages."
我们知道这个。加尔他是在乡村里面长大的。
We know that this bride has grew up in the villages.
所以他喜欢那个大自然的东西。
So she likes those things of the nature.
我们在雅各的第一章的话，我们看到就是说雅各，我们知道雅各他是不断的从各个侧面来描写这个婚姻，来描写这个爱情。
And we know that the Song of Solomon is describing this marriage from different perspectives.
所以在雅各第一章的时候，他就说他们以就是说我们以香柏树为房屋的栋梁，以松树为这个园子，我们以青草为床榻。
And so in the verse 1 it says there, the couch is green and they make the beams of our house a cedar and the rafters a pine.
所以我们可以看到这个加尔他是在这个乡村里面长大，在这大自然中长大，所以他很希望能够和良人一起能够回去。
And so this bride grew up in the nature, and he wanted to go back to there with his bridegroom, with her bridegroom.
他说我们早上起来可以往那个葡萄园去，就是我当初做姑娘的时候所管理、所看管那个葡萄园，看葡萄园有没有开花，里面的果子有没有结果。
And she says, let us go out early to the vineyards in which she worked while she was young to see whether the vines have budded.
他说在那里我要把我的爱情给你。
And over there he says, I will give you my love.
我们在前面看到，在第一章的时候看到这个加偶说，他是说我同母的兄弟让我来看管他们的葡萄园，但我的葡萄园却没人看守。
And in chapter 1 we know that she was taking care of the vineyards of her brothers, but her own vineyard she was left deserted.
我们在后面也看到，就是说这个良人把这个在雅各里面把这个加偶比作是一个园子，封闭的园子，仅仅为这个良人开放。
And then we also see that this bride was described as a garden which is closed only for the bridegroom.
我们看到这个园子里面有结了各种各样的果树，有各种各样的香料。
And there is all kinds of spices and fruits in this garden.
所以这个时候加偶来邀请这个良人说，我们一起去那个葡萄园看看那葡萄园这个果子有没有结出来。
So now the bride is inviting the bridegroom to see whether there's vines in the vineyards.
说在那里有各种各样的新陈佳美的果子。
And there's all kinds of grape and pomegranates.
说加偶对良人说，说这些都是我为你存留的。
And the bridegroom, bride told the bridegroom that this is all I've kept for you.
他说在那里我要把我的爱情给你。
And there I will give you my love.
而且继续加尔说，我要引导你进入我母亲的家里面。
And then the bride says that I will lead you into my mother's house.
在那里我为你有预备有石榴汁酿的香酒。
And over there there is pomegranates and wine.
所以我们看到这是加尔对良人的一个邀请，就是他非常希望良人能够和他一起回去，看看他所生长的地方，他所长大的地方。
This is the invitation of the bride to the bridegroom so that he can see where she grew up.
他非常的希望良人能够了解他以前的生活是一个什么样的生活。
And she wishes that the bridegroom will understand the life that she had in the past.
然后我们在下面在三四五节我们就看到，就是说他们就去了。
And in verses 3 to 5 we see that they went.
第五节说，那靠着良人从旷野里面上来的是谁呢？
Verse 5 we say, who is that coming up from the wilderness leading on her beloved?
这是以一个旁观者的那个眼光来看的。
This is from the perspective of an outsider.
这旁观者他们看到那靠着良人，那加尔靠着良人从这旷野里面上来。
And from this perspective of the outsider, he see that the beloved and the lover is leaning one another in coming up.
我们知道从耶路撒冷要到这个 加偶他所生活的乡村要经过那个旷野。
And from the Jerusalem to the place where this beloved is staying, they have to go through the wilderness.
所以三四五节就给了我们这样一个图画，就是这个图画就看到，就是说这个加偶靠着良人从旷野里面上来。
And so verse 3-5 tells us that the bride is leaning on the bridegroom and they're coming up from the wilderness.
可能以为路途的辛劳，可能以为他身体的软弱，他说，所以在良人的怀中他睡着了。
And so because of this tiresome of the journey, she fell asleep in the bosom of the bride.
在第三节看到，就是说良人的他的左手。他的右手将我抱住，他的左手托在我的头下。
And verse 3 says, his left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me.
所以我们在这里看到一个很美丽的图画。
Here it is a very beautiful picture.
所以他说耶路撒冷的众女子啊，你们不要惊动，不要惊动爱情，等他自己情愿。
It says that verse 4, I adjure you, all daughters of Jerusalem, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases.
所以这是一个很美丽的图画，这个很美丽的图画就看到这个佳偶和良人他们彼此的相爱。
And we see a very beautiful scene of love between the bride and the bridegroom.
就在这旷野的道路上面。加偶以为他劳累，所以他在良人的怀中睡着。
And in this road of the wilderness, because the bride was tired, she fell asleep in the bosom of the bridegroom.
她睡得很安详。
And she is very peaceful in her sleep.
因为她非常的 secure.
Because she is very secure.
她的良人右手抱着她，左手托着她的头。
And his bridegroom is holding her and embracing her with both hands.
所以不要惊动，不要惊动。
So don't awaken or stir up.
那知道在那个苹果树下面，良人才把这个佳偶叫起来。
And it's only under the apple tree that the bridegroom wakes up the bride.
这个苹果树在哪里呢？
Where is this apple tree?
这个苹果树就是在这个佳偶的乡村里面。
That is in her village.
那在这后面说，你母亲在那里为你寻劳，生养你的在那里为你寻劳。
It says there your mother was in labor with you, there she who bore you was in labor.
这句话是什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是在那个苹果树下，你的母亲为你寻劳，然后生养你的为你寻劳。
And that is under the apple tree that your mother was in labor with you, that she who bore you was in labor.
这句话在原文里面那个为你寻劳那个你，它原文里面它是一个，就是是个男性的词缀。
And so when it says in labor with you, that you is masculine in the original language.
所以这句话的解释里面其实上是有一些争议的。
Of course, there will be some controversy in the explanation of this verse.
因为如果按照原文的解释的话，好像这句话就是后面这句话，就你母亲为你寻劳，生养你的在那里为你寻劳，好像是佳偶对良人说的。
And because according to original language, it's as though this word is being spoken from the bridegroom to the bride.
但是如果这样，你没办法解释得通。
But you can't explain it in this way.
所以后来就是说，有很多圣经的学者，他们说可能是当时抄的时候抄错了，这应该是一个女性的词缀。
And some have said it's because of a copying error, it should have been a feminine verb.
如果这是个女性的词缀的话，那就是良人对佳偶说的，说你母亲在那里为你寻劳，生养你的在那里为你寻劳。
And if it's a copying error, then it will be from the bridegroom to the bride.
这样上下文的意思就比较融会贯通。
And of course, this will be a better meaning.
那么这句话是什么意思呢？这句话的意思就是说，那个你母亲在那里为你寻劳。这个寻劳这句话在原文里面，它其实上是，如果中文的翻译就是很让人难以理解。但是如果看英文的话，它原文里面它有两种意思，就是your mother bear you。
And so in this word in labor with you in English it means the mother was bearing you.
那 bear you 的意思就是说把你 carry on 是吧？把你带上来，对不对
？That is to bear you up, to bring you up.
所以这句话的意思很可能就指的是当时在苹果树下，这个良人和佳偶在苹果树下订婚。
And so it might mean that under the apple tree at that time, that the bridegroom and the bride they were entrusted to each other.
所以他们订婚的时候，然后这个佳偶的母亲就把佳偶带上来交给良人。
And so in their engagement, the mother of the bride brought the bride to the bridegroom.
所以这个母亲就生养这个佳偶的母亲，他们在这里把佳偶拉扯大。我们知道生养她，抚养她，在这个时刻，在这个苹果树下，在这个美丽的苹果树下，她把佳偶带上来交给良人。
And so under this apple tree, this mother of the bride brought her to the bridegroom.
所以这就解释了为什么这个良人在这个苹果树下把佳偶叫醒。
And this is why that the bridegroom wakes up the bride under the apple tree.
因为这个苹果树可能是当时他们订婚的地方。
Because it might be the place of their engagement.
然后我们在前面也看到，就是佳偶把良人比作苹果树。
And so previously we also see that the bridegroom describes the bride as an apple tree.
Okay.
groom.
Oh, the bride describes the groom as the apple tree.
Yeah. 因为一个方面在苹果树下，苹果树因为在巴勒斯坦那个地方，苹果树可以成为一个遮阳的地方。
And because in the Palestinian area, the apple tree can be one of with a shade.
所以在炎热的夏天呢，可以在苹果树下乘凉，是个很舒服的事情。
So on a hot summer day, you can actually take a cover under this apple tree.
所以一个另外一个方面，苹果树的果子可以让这个佳偶来，就给他这个营养。
And also the apple can nourish the bride.
所以我在这里，他是在苹果树下，两人在苹果树下把佳偶叫醒。
And so under the apple tree, the bridegroom wakes up the bride.
所以这就是一个整个这段经文所描写的这个场景，描写的故事。
So this is the section of scripture, a scene that has been set for us.
但我们在这段经文当中，我们看到一个贯穿首尾的一个东西是什么
？And what is the thread that we see, the theme that goes through this section of scripture?
就是爱，是不是
？That is love, isn't it?
所以我们在这里看到佳偶的爱，我们也看到良人的爱。
We see the love of the bride and the love of the bridegroom.
我们先来看佳偶的爱。
Let's look at the love of the bride.
佳偶他是非常爱他的良人，所以他邀请他的良人说：“你们跟我一起回到我所生长的地方，来看我的。”他希望把他的以前的生活来向他与良人来 share。
And the bride loves the groom so much that she wants to invite him back to the places where she grew up to share her life with him.
他说：“我们往葡萄园去，在那里我要把我的爱情给你。”
She said, "Let us go to the vineyards, and there I will give you my love."
他说：“葡萄园里各样的果子都是我为你垂留的。”
And all kinds of fruits in the bride I have kept for you.
他说：“我要把你领到我母亲的家里，可以让你喝那个石榴汁酿的香酒。”
And I will lead you to my mother's room and give you the juice of the pomegranate.
所以我们在这里可以看到佳偶对良人的爱。
You can see the love of the bride to the groom.
但是我们也可以看到良人对佳偶的爱。
We can also see the love of the groom to the bride.
我们看到从旷野里面上来的时候，然后佳偶在良人的怀中睡着了。
And we see that coming up from the wilderness, the bride fell asleep in the bosom of the groom.
我们看到良人对佳偶的爱，他的右手抱着佳偶，然后左手托着他的头。
And the groom, his left hand was under her head, and his right hand was embracing her.
所以让他所爱的在他的怀中可以安息。
So that the one whom he loves can rest in his bosom.
所以他是对他那边的体贴，那边的温柔。
And he is so gentle and tender to her.
他不愿意叫醒他。
He doesn't want to awake her.
所以一直到那个到他们的乡村才叫醒，在苹果树下才叫醒。
And it's only until he reached the village under the apple tree that he awakened her.
所以我们在这里可以看到这个佳偶和良人之间彼此的相爱。
We see the love between the bride and the groom then.
然后最后这一个场景也是以爱的赞歌来结束的。
And of course, the last scene also ended with love.
我们看八章的六节七节。
And in chapter 8, verses 6 and 7,
这里佳偶对良人说：“求你将我放在你的心上如印记，戴在臂上如戳记。”
He says, "Set me as a seal upon your heart, set as a seal upon your arm."
我们知道，我们结婚的时候经常会用这段经文。
We know that in the marriage, we'll normally use this verse.
所以这是一个爱的赞歌，就是把佳偶戴在他的心上如印记，戴在臂上如戳记。
This is a song of praise for love, as to put the bride as a seal upon his heart and as a seal upon his arm.
我们在这里看到爱情里面有那个美好的东西，如此之坚强，是宁死不屈的。
And we see that the love in the Bible is described as strong as death; it will not die.
但在爱情里面也有令人畏惧的东西，就嫉恨如阴间的残忍。是耶和华所发的烈焰。
But there are also things as here as jealousy is fierce as the grave, its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord.
所以爱情是重水不能淹灭，大水也不能淹没的。
So many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it.
所以这段经文最后以爱的一个颂歌来结束。
And so this section of scripture ended with a praise for love.
那么我们看了这段经文之后，我们就在想，这个他要告诉我们一个属灵上的一个什么样的意义呢
？So when we have look at this verse, what is it trying to tell us? What spiritual meaning does it have for us?
我们以前讲过，我们知道这个雅各是在讲基督与教会之间的爱。
We've mentioned before that the Song of Solomon is talking about the love between Christ and the church.
是在讲基督与我们的主与我们之间的爱。
It's the love between Christ and us.
所以我们在这里看的，先来看看基督的爱，我们的主对我们的爱。
So when we see the love of Christ, we see the love of the Lord have for us.
我们在这里看到，就是说，良人抱着佳偶从这个旷野里面上来。
We see that a groom embracing the bride and coming up from the wilderness.
我们在圣经里面看到很多旷野的主题。
And we see a lot of themes about wilderness in the Bible.
我们知道当时摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他们从这个死亡之地出来的时候，要进入那个应许之地的时候，他们必须要经过旷野的道路。
We see that Moses, when he led the people out from Egypt to the promised land, they have to go through the wilderness.
所以以色列人在旷野里面40年。
So the Israelites were in the wilderness 40 years.
我们在这里看到，我们也看到我们新约的信徒，我们也是在旷野当中。
And in the New Testament believers, we too as well are in the wilderness.
我们是在已然与未然之间。
We are between the already and the not yet.
主耶稣基督已经带领我们出了那个黑暗的国度，但是我们还没有完全进入那个光明的国度。
Jesus has brought us out from the kingdom of dominion, but we have not fully entered in the kingdom of light.
所以我们是在这个旷野的道路当中。
So we are on this path of the wilderness.
我们是在这已然与未然当中。
We are between already and not yet.
我们知道在以色列人在旷野的道路当中是什么在他前面带领他。
We know the one is leading the Israelites in the 40 years of wilderness.
是那个云柱和火柱在前面带领他。
It was the pillars of cloud and fire.
所以他们白天看到那个火柱停在云柱停在那里的时候，他们也停在那里。
So when this clouds of a pillar of clouds was stopped, then they would stop there together.
当着云柱往前面走的时候，他们也跟着走。
When this pillar of cloud departed, they departed as well.
我们知道那个云柱火柱是指的就是说是神对他们的带领。
And so of course, this pillar of clouds and fire represents God's guidance for them.
我们知道我们新约的信徒，我们在这个旷野道路当中的时候，也是我们的良人，我们的主来抱着我们走这旷野。
And in this New Testament, we believers in the wilderness, it is also our Lord embracing us in this road.
所以他的右手抱着我们的，他的左手托着我们的头。
His right hand is embracing us, and his left hand is lifting up our head.
所以我们的主将我们抱在我们的怀中，在这个旷野的道路当中。
So the Lord embraced us even as we trudge on this journey in the wilderness.
我们都很熟悉有一个浴巾的小故事，对吧？
And we know that there is a very familiar story.
就是说有一个人走在一个信徒，他走在这个海滩上面。
And that is this believers walking on the beach.
大家都很熟悉，是吧？
We all are very familiar.
Okay, 当他回头去看的时候，他发现就是说一路上都是两个人的脚印。
And when he looked back, he realized that there was two sets of footprints on the beach.
所以他知道是主耶稣基督在与他同行。
He knows that Jesus Christ was walking with him.
但是他看到有些地方的时候是一个人的脚印。
But when he saw some sections of this, there's only one set of footprints there.
但是这就是这些时间的时候，这些地方的时候，正是他最困难的时候，他最有难处的时候。
And he realized that it is at those times that is the darkest and most difficult part of his life.
所以他就不是很明白，他就问主，他说：“为什么你在最困难的时候，在最难我最艰难的时候，你离开我？”
And so he doesn't understand. He asked the Lord, "Why is it that you depart, you abandon me while in my life's darkest, most difficult moment?"
我们都知道这个结局是什么，对不对
？We all know what's the ending.
那主耶稣基督对他说：“你仔细去看，那个不是你的脚印，那是我的脚印。”
And Jesus Christ told him that it is not your sets of footprint there, but mine.
那么这个浴巾的故事告诉我们说，在我们在这旷野的道路上的时候，我们有很多的艰难，我们有很多困苦的时候，是主耶稣基督抱着我们在一起。
This story tells that during our times most difficult moments in our life, many times Jesus Christ was the one who held us.
所以这个良人抱着佳偶从这个旷野里面上来。
This groom holding the bride as they come up from the wilderness.
他的右手将她抱住，左手在她的头下面。
His left hand is under her head, and his right hand embraces her.
所以他这么的体贴她，这么的温柔。
It's full of tenderness and gentleness.
我们的主对我们也是这样。
Our Lord treats us the same way.
所以最后在苹果树下叫醒他。
And then under the apple tree, he awakened her.
所以这告诉我们说，我们在走这条旷野的道路上面，我们在走这条得胜的道路上面的时候，我们不是靠着我们自己。
This tells us that on our path of this wilderness, we are not depending on ourselves.
当我们认为我们是个好人的时候，当我们认为我们能够做一些事情的时候，我告诉你们，那就是我们失败的时候。
When we realize that we are a good person or that we can do certain things, that's the point where we fail.
所以只有当我们认为我们不能够，我们没有能力，我们是个罪人的时候，我们来到神的面前，我们切切依靠主的时候，那就是我们成功的时候。
It is only when we realize that we're helpless and that we're desperate and we come before the Lord, this is when we are successful.
有一个美国有个很著名的牧师说，我们要学会区分一个叫自信，然后一个 self-confidence 与 Christ's confidence.
And so the famous American pastor said we have to distinguish between self-confidence and Christ's confidence.
我们大家都知道什么叫 self-confidence， 对不对？
We all understand what is self-confidence.
那这个世界宣扬你们要 self-confidence。
The world proclaims that we must have self-confidence.
我们要自信。
We have to have self-confidence.
我们遇到事情的时候，我们要相信我们自己，我能够去处理。
When we are faced with difficulties, we have to believe in ourselves that we can solve them.
这就是 self-confidence.
This is the self-confidence.
但是圣经里面不是教导我们要 self-confidence.
But the Bible doesn't teach us self-confidence.
圣经里面教导我们是 Christ's confidence.
The Bible teaches Christ's confidence.
这中间有什么区别？
What's the difference?
Self-confidence 的认为是我能够，所以在遇到这个事情的时候，这个事情的时候，他认为我能够，所以这是个水平的关系。
And so when we, self-confidence teaches that when we're met with certain things, we think that we can and we can do it.
但是 Christ's confidence 是不一样 ，Christ's confidence 是一个三角的关系。
And but for Christ's confidence is a different relationship.
Christ's confidence 首先认为我不能，我不能，所以我需要主耶稣基督的恩典。
Christ's confidence says that because I can't face all this situation, I need Jesus Christ.
所以我需要依靠主。
I need to depend on the Lord.
所以我的 confidence 不是在于我自己，我的 confidence 是在基督那里。
The confidence is not on me, but in Christ.
所以在遇到难处的时候，我的 confidence 不是在我能够去解决这个问题，而是知道我不能，但是我们的基督比任何人都大。
So in Christ's confidence, when we are faced with difficulties, we realize that we cannot handle it, but Christ
can. 所以我们的信心是在基督那里面，我们相信基督可以解决这个问题。
Our faith is in Christ, and we believe that He can solve the problem.
所以这是个三角关系。
This is a triangular relationship.
从我们到基督，然后到那个事情。
So from us to Christ and to the event.
所以这个 Christ confidence 和 self confidence 是不一样的。
And so there's difference between self confidence and Christ confidence.
所以我们是不行的，但是我们知道那在我们里面的比这个世界都大。
And we know that we cannot handle it, but we know that He who is in us is greater than the world.
这就是为什么一个成熟的信徒，你看他是一个谦卑的信徒。
That is why a mature believer, if you see him, is a humble one.
但是他又是个勇敢的信徒。
But he is also a bold one.
他无所畏惧。
And he is not fearful of anything.
为什么这个谦卑、这个柔和和这个 bold、这个勇敢能够同时在一个人的身上
？How can this humility and boldness be on the same person simultaneously？
但是以为他是一个 Christ confidence。
Because he is a Christ confidence。
如果你是 self confidence 的话，你要么就是你有自信，但是你是骄傲的。
If you are self-confidence, one end you will be prideful and arrogant.
你不会同时有谦卑和这个勇敢在这里的。
You cannot wed humility and boldness.
你要么是骄傲，要么就是说是，是，要么就是软弱害怕。
Is either you are bold and arrogant, or that you are in despair and in fear.
所以我们在这里看到，我们在这旷野的道路上面，让我们记得是。主耶稣基督抱着我们的，我们是靠在主耶稣基督的肩上的。
So let us be reminded that in this path of wilderness, we are in the bosom of Christ.
所以这是主对我们的爱，他保护我们，成为我们的依靠，他来，他保护我们，然后拖着我们。
This is the love of Christ for us. He preserves us and He helps us.
我们在他那里可以得到安息
，and we can have rest in him。
所以，我们现在我们就可以享受这样的安息，享受这样的平安，享受这样的喜乐。
So even now we can enjoy this peace and joy in him。
所以，这就是主耶稣基督为什么说，就凡劳苦担重的人到我这里就可以得到安息。
And that's why Jesus says, "All who you are burdened can come to me, and I will give you rest."
因为我们可以在主的怀里得到那个安息。
Because we can receive rest in the bosom of Christ。
就好像这个佳偶在那个他的良人的怀里，他是那么的安息。
Just like the bride resting securely in the.
他是那么的相信，在旷野的道路上面，虽然有很多可能有很多的野兽，也有强盗，但是他的良人会保护他。
She knows that even in the path of wilderness, there are different kinds of bandits and animals, but he knows that the groom will protect her.
他可以放心的安息在他的良人的怀中。
And she can rest securely in the bosom of the groom.
我们也可以非常的安心的安息在我们的主的怀里面。
And we can rest securely in the bosom of our Lord.
所以这是主对我们的爱。
This is the love of the Lord for us.
我们看信徒的爱
，and we see the love of the believers.
我们在这里看到这个佳偶想邀请良人去 share 他的以前的 life.
And this bride wanted to invite the groom to share her life with him.
他邀请这个良人到那个葡萄园里面，因为这个葡萄园里面有各种各样的果子。
And she invites him to the vine because in the vineyards there's different kinds of fruits.
这种各种各样的果子都是这个佳偶辛勤照顾，然后他们发出来的
，and this
生长出来的。
These fruits are those that the bride has kept for the bridegroom.
我们知道在前面的时候，这个 雅歌里面把这个佳偶比作是一个园子，对不对？紧闭的园子。
And previously we know that this bride was described as a closed garden.
它一个方面是紧闭的，因为它仅仅为它的良人来存留。
On one aspect is closed because it's only open to the bridegroom.
它另一个方面，它里面的园子里面的出产是极其丰富的，有各种各样的果子，有各种各样的香料。
And on the other aspect is full of fruits and spices in the garden.
所以为它的良人而存留。
It's all kept for the bridegroom.
所以这就是信徒的爱，信徒的爱对基督的爱表现在哪里？
And this is the love of the believers to Christ. And where is it manifested?
就是我们是一个园子，我们要多结果子。
And that is we are a garden. We are to bear fruit.
所以这就基督为什么耶稣基督在约翰福音里面说，若有人爱我的，他就必遵守我的命令。
And that is why in John Jesus says that those who love me will abide by my commandments.
他说，若有人遵守我的命令，这人就是爱我的，爱我的人也必蒙我父爱他。
And the one who obey my commandments, he is the one who loves me, and my Father will love him.
所以耶稣在这里说，如果有人爱他的话，就必然遵守他的命令。这什么意思？就是说他一定会多结果子。
And Jesus says the person who loves him will obey his commandments, and he will bear much fruit.
所以他的生命会改变，他会结出那个生命的果子来。
His life will be transformed, and he will bear the fruits.
所以这是我们信徒对基督的爱。
This is the love that we have for Christ.
但有一天我们见到基督的时候，我们可以把这个果子拿出来给基督。
And one day when we meet with Christ, we can bring our fruits to Him.
所以我们的主看到这些生命改变所结出的果子，他的心里是非常的欢悦，非常的愉悦，非常高兴。
And His heart is joyful when He sees that the fruits that we bear for Him.
所以我们在这里整个看到这一段经文是一个。说一个是回娘家这个主题。
So this whole section of scripture, we see the theme of going back to the village.
那么这个佳偶她结了婚之后，她并不是待在王宫里面，她就不回去，她还思念她的乡亲，还要回到她从小长大的这个乡村。
And this bride who was married doesn't just stay in the palace, but she wants to return to the village.
她要把她的良人带到她的母亲的家里面，他们可以领受她的教训。
She wants to bring the bridegroom to the mother's house so that they can receive his teaching.
所以这个主题的话，可能有两个方面的解释，但我认为这两个方面的解释都是可以不矛盾的，都是可以在一起的。
And this theme may have two way of interpretation, but I think that they are not mutually exclusive.
一个方面，从近的方面来说，当我们信徒信主以后，我们不是离开这个世界。
And from the near aspect is that when we believe in the Lord, we did not depart from this world immediately.
我们不是像佛教那一样找一个深山老林里面去打坐去修行。
We're not like Buddhism finding a place ascetic place.
我们不是像以前的修道院里面然后脱离这个世界。
We're not like the monasteries in the past to depart from this world.
那约翰福音十七章，当主耶稣基督最后离开这个世界的时候，他对他的门徒的祷告是什么
？And John 17, when Jesus was about to leave the world, what was his prayer to the believers?
他的祷告说，他们不属于这个世界，他的门徒不属于这个世界。
His prayer is that the believers do not belong to the world.
但是他继续祷告说，但是他说，父啊，我不求你叫他们离开这个世界。
But he continued to pray that I do not ask you, O Father, to take them out from this world.
所以耶稣基督的祷告，他没有说要让信徒去离开这个世界。
And so his prayer was not for the believers to depart from the world.
相反，我们还是要活在这个世界当中。
On the opposite, we are to live in this world.
相反，我们是要把我们的主带到这个世界的当中。
And on the opposite, we are to bring our Lord into this world.
我们要把我们的主带到我们所生长的这个小乡村里面。
We are to bring the Lord into this place where we grow up.
我们要把我们的主带到我们的母家。
We are to bring him into our mother's house.
好，让我们的众兄弟姐妹都能够听到他的教训。
So that our brothers and sisters can receive his teaching.
所以这是近的解释。
This is a near aspect of explanation.
还有一个远的方面的一个解释是什么
？And so a far aspect of explanation. How can we deal with this?
就是耶稣基督，我们知道，当耶稣基督再来的时候，有一个羔羊的婚宴，对不对
？And we know that when Jesus Christ comes again, there will be a feast of the Lamb.
因为这个羔羊的婚宴之后，就是我们指的是就是我们的主与他的心腹，就是教会，是那个在那里有一个婚礼。
And we know that this feast refers to the marriage feast between Christ our Lord and the church.
所以那个指的是世界末了的时候的事情。
And that is the events at the end of the world.
但是当这个婚礼之后呢，是不是说这个世界就毁灭了，这个世界就没有了呢？
Is it after the marriage, then the world is destroyed?
然后在这里面就是说，当审判之后，其实我们要关注的是我们要注意的是两个方面，一个是就是它的连续性，一个是不连续性。
And so we have to pay attention to the continuity and the discontinuity after the judgment.
那么在圣经里面这两个方面都有启示，在圣经里面这两个方面都有启示。
And in the Bible, both the continuity and discontinuities are revealed.
让我们先来看这个不连续性。
And so let's look at the discontinuity.
比方在彼得后书的三章。
And in 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书的三章说到，就是当最后的时候，但在末日的时候，那一天，天必有大有响声，粪去有形质的所有的一切都要被火消化。
And so in 2 Peter 3, he says that on that day, all the things will be set on fire and dissolve, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn.
他说地和其上的一切都要烧尽了。
And so all the things on earth will be burned.
他说天就被火消化，有形质的都要被火融化。
The heavenly bodies will melt as they burn.
所以我们在看到这是一个不连续性，在最后的时候神要审判这个世界，要用火来审判这个世界。
And this discontinuity is that at the end of the world, the Lord would judge the earth.
彼得后书的三章里面，彼得在这里把这个审判与诺亚的时候那个洪水来对比。
And so in the 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter is comparing this judgment with that of the Noah.
他说第一次是用水来审判，第二次是用火来审判，天和地都要烧化。
The first time is the judgment by water, the second time is judgment by fire, and heavens and earth will burn.
所以这是个不连续性。
There's a discontinuity there.
但是不是就是说这个世界要毁灭了，要一个新的世界要开始，一个完全新的世界呢？
But does it mean that this old world is going to be annihilated and there will be a new world coming?
那我们看的这个当中的一个连续性在哪里？
But where is the continuity that we see?
在启示录的21章说有一个新天新地新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And in Revelation chapter 21, it says that there is a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
所以这里说的是新天新地，那个新天新地是从天上降下来的，不是说我们要上去的。
This new heavens and new earth coming down from heaven is not that we are ascending into heaven.
这是第一个方面，所以我们看到就是说这那。到那个时候，这个新天新地要从天上面降下来，要降到这个世界当中。
So the new heavens and the new earth at that point in time will come down from heaven.
那另外一个方面就是说，我们从我们基督徒肉体的复活，我们这个肉体其实与这个世界有一点类比性。
And the second aspect is from our resurrection. Our bodily is similar to whatever that we have in the future.
我们知道，我们每个基督徒死后，我们的肉体是要埋在坟墓里面，我们肉体是要消化的，我们是要归于尘土的，归于无有的，对不对？
We know that our bodies, even as we die in this life, we are to be buried and it will decay.
我们在死后，我们的灵魂马上就到主耶稣基督那里去，但我们的肉体要归于尘土。
And of course, our spirit will go to be with Jesus, but our bodies will die.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章的时候说，主耶稣基督再来的时候。要带着那个义人的灵魂来，到那个时候，我们的肉体要复活，有一个新的肉体。
And in 1 Thessalonians 4, it says that at the time when Jesus is coming back again, he will bring the spirit of the saints, and there will be a new body.
所以这个新的肉体要和那个灵魂一起要结合，成为一个新的人。
And this new body will reunite with the spirit to be a new person.
所以我们在这里看到一个连续性，一个不连续性。这个不连续性就是我们现在这个肉体要归于尘土。
And so from a point we see the discontinuity that our bodies will now return to earth when we die.
所以这个连续性就是我们有一个新的肉体，我们有一个新的身体，然后我们还是我们。
And the continuity is that in the new heavens and the new earth we'll have a new body.
在那复活的一天，我张继南还是张继南，我不会变成 Moses Han.
So on that day in the new heavens and new earth I will still be me.
所以我们看到有这个连续性在。
There is this continuity there.
所以当最后的那个时候发生的事情，这个世界也一样，这个世界也有一个不连续性和一个连续性。
And of course, at that point of time, the earth will have this continuity and discontinuity as well.
这个不连续性就是这个世界天地都要被火消化。
The discontinuity is that the heavens and the earth will be consumed by fire.
这个连续性就是说这个世界还要存在，但是那个新天新地要降临来到这个世界，两个世界要成为一个世界。
The continuity is that the new heavens and the new earth will come down in heaven and these two heavens and earth will unite.
所以我们在这里在罗马书的八章也可以看到这些，在罗马书的八章保罗在这里说万物都浮在那个虚空之下，万物都在那里痛苦呻吟，要等候神的儿女显现出来的那一日。
And even in Romans 8 we can see that because all creation is groaning and awaiting the revealing of the sons of God.
所以等到神的儿女显现的时候，这万物都要得赎。
When this revealing of the sons of God occurs then all things will be redeemed.
所以不仅仅是我们这些信主的人得赎，而且是万物所有的 creation 都要得赎。
It's not just the believers who will be redeemed but the whole creation will be redeemed.
说这是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
说在浴火当中重生。
And so it will be reborn in fire.
我们在这个各个国家的民间传说当中也有这样的浴火重生的故事。
And perhaps there are some stories in different cultures in the world about rebirthing.
我们的希腊有那个凤凰在浴火当中重生。
In the Greek, you have the phoenix being rebirthed from the fire.
在埃及有的神话当中也有一种鸟叫笨鹿，那个笨鹿就是说每个五百年，它要去找各种各样的芳香的植物，然后要筑成一个巢。
And in this Egyptian culture, there's this bird that will find this. Every 500 years, you have to find this special plants for.
所以它这个笨鹿要带着这个世界所有的罪恶、所有的衣服、所有的衣服，然后在这个火中死去。
And this bird will bring all the guilt and the sin of this world and die in this fire.
但是它在火中要重生，要给带给这个世界一个新的希望。
But it will be rebirthed from fire and will bring new hope to the world.
所以我们在这里看到，就是当我们在那一日的时候，这个并不是说这个世界就完全毁灭了，而且是在羔羊的宴席之后，羔羊的宴席之后呢，新天新地新耶路撒冷从天而降。
So on that day, it's not that the earth will be consumed just by fire, but after the feast of the Lamb, the new heavens and new earth will descend.
所以这个世界要被更新。
This earth will be renewed.
我想那个时候的话，就像这段经文所描写的时候，我们和我们的主要。在这要重新回到那个我们所生长的这个乡村里面。
And at that point of time, we will return with our Lord to the place where we grew up.
那这个生长的乡村就成为那个新天新地，新耶路撒冷。
And this place where we grew up will be the new heavens and the new earth.
那主耶稣基督要与我们同在，我们的神与我们同在，在那个新天新地新耶路撒冷里面没有圣殿，因为神与我们同在。
And Jesus will be with us, and the new heavens and new earth there will be no temple because the Lord will be with us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是神的一个计划。
This is the plan of God, brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这里，我们也可以看到，就是说神的计划是何等的奇妙。
We can see how marvelous the plan of God is.
所以我们基督徒，我们成为基督徒以后，我们并不是脱离这个世界，我们并不是说要独善其身，而是我们要把我们的主带到我们的所生长的这个地方来。
So as Christians, as we believe in Christ, we are not to depart from this world, but we are to bring Christ into the place where we live.
我们要把我们的主带到我们的母家，让我们的兄弟姐妹，让我们的亲戚朋友都可以领受教训。
We must bring the Lord back to our mother's house so that our brothers and sisters can receive the teachings of our Lord.
所以在这里最在这当中最关键的是一个爱。
And of course, the key factor in all this is love.
我们在这里看到就是基督与信徒之间的爱。
This is the love between Christ and.
我们也看到信徒对基督的爱的回应。
And we see the response of the people's love to him.
我们看到那个园子里面的这些果子都是出于爱而产生的。
And all the fruits of the garden is born because of love.
所以我们在神的面前的侍奉，我们的动机，我们的动力。那个唯一的就是出于对神的爱。
So the ministry and the motivation that we have for the Lord must come out from love.
我们因为对神的爱，我们也希望就是说，我们也对我们周围的弟兄姐妹、朋友、我们的亲戚朋友有这样的爱，希望他们也能够得到这样的福分。
And because of the love of God for us, we love our brothers and sisters as well. We hope that they have the same blessing as we do.
所以弟兄姐妹，愿我们能够常常能够体会神的爱。
And so brothers and sisters, let us always experience the love of God.
也让我们能够常常以爱来回应神。
And let us respond to God with love.
让我们的侍奉都是能够从这样的爱出来。
That our service can be out of love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你，主啊，因为你爱我们。
We give thanks to you because you've loved us.
主啊，你在这个旷野的道路当中，你将我们抱在你的怀里。
You held us and embraced us in this path of the wilderness.
你的右手抱着我们，你的左手托着我们。
Your right hand embraces us. Your left hand is under our head.
主啊，你抱着我们走这旷野的道路。
And you embrace us as we tread on this path.
主啊，也帮助我们，真的是能够在我们的生活当中，能够常常能够看到你的爱。
And O Lord, help us to always see your love in our everyday life.
能够常常能够有感恩的心，能够常常来赞美你。
And we can always praise you with a heart of gratitude.
能够常常赞美你的奇妙的作为，赞美你的救恩。
And we can praise your marvelous works and your salvation.
赞美你在我们身上的作为，赞美你在我们周围的作为。
Praise you for the works on us and around us.
主啊，帮助我们能够爱你。
We pray that Lord, that we can love you.
帮助我们能够我们在教会里面的侍奉，我们都能够出于你的爱。
Help us that as we serve in church, it is out of love.
帮助我们也能够以这样的爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And help us to love our brothers and sisters in such a way.
主，我们感谢赞美你。我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Oh Lord, we praise and give thanks to you. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.